mom.
Oh, hi. Just before the break there, we had the Woody Donna track in my chambers. Really exciting. But even more exciting, we have Laura from the Soft Plastics here to talk to us about their new single. Hi, Laura. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. How are you going?
I'm so well. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm actually on like day 3 of COVID, so I've been isolating. So apologies if I sound a little bit, husky this morning.
No, that's all right. We'll forgive you for that. Hey, congrats on the single coming out last Friday. If you're just joining us, they've released Drown! ! On last Friday, and it comes alongside a video, which is very exciting. Just getting into it, before we get into the single, can you tell me a little bit why you chose the name The Soft Plastics?
Yeah, I guess we kind of went with Soft Plastics because it's just kind of silly. Like, we don't really take ourselves very seriously. And, like, I think it was like our pub quiz name when Sophie and I were, like, in a pub quiz. We were just like, oh, let's call ourselves The Soft Plastics. And then, from then, Sophie was like, do you want to be in a band? I'm thinking of calling it Soft Plastics. And I was like, oh, yeah, great.
Great. And the rest was history.
Yeah.
Getting to the single, on my reading and like reading a little bit about it, it's about like kind of floundering in your 20s and just kind of that existential feeling of, you know, just like being a little confused. Do you want to tell us just a little bit more about the meaning of the song?
Yeah, well, I guess I guess when you listen to music, like, this is my approach. I don't want to speak on behalf of the songwriter because I didn't help write the lyrics.
Right.
But yeah, I guess it's kind of just like feeling sort of numb when you're like trying to like, but you know you need to make like a different choice to kind of like make your life better or something. I don't know.
Right.
But yeah, our last album was sort of about like the mid to late 20s existential crisis that you have when you have to be an adult. So yeah, it's a very reflective song, I guess, still kind of like exploring those themes, but yeah, trying to kind of look further and deeper into, you know,
right,
what that feels like.
So the single is kind of building on the work you did in Saturn Return, just like in those themes.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. So you just said that you weren't part of the writing process. So is it just Sophie that's doing like the lyric writing, and what's your place in that?
Yeah, it's mostly, I would say that Sophie writes, you know, all of the lyrics. Like, occasionally I've been like, oh, you could call this song this. So, you know, but that's, I wouldn't really call myself like a person who would, you know, be writing the songs. I mean, I think, you know, if anything, when you just interact with writers, you sort of give them like a little idea or something, or suggestions. But I would say that, like, you know, Sophie writes the lyrics, and you know, then her and John are kind of work together to kind of make something, and then they'll bring me in. Other times, I've like given them an idea for something, so it's a very collaborative and really open like process as well.
So cool. I was curious, I don't know if you know, but why the use of, I guess, the metaphor of drowning for this single?
Sorry, what do you mean by that?
I just was not confused, but the chorus is like, the name of the song is Drown, and I was just wondering why.
Oh, well, I mean, like, I guess I'm interpreting it as like, and this is just me because, you know, I think everyone interprets stuff badly, but I think like, you know, it's like there are definitely different elements to drowning when you like.
Oh, sorry, I think she's just disappeared. I'll try and sort that one out, but just in the meantime, Let's listen to something else. This is, I don't know which, Rehash. She's back. Thank goodness. Just the trials and tribulations of using Zoom.
Oh my god, I know.
It's so annoying. I get flashbacks from the war, aka COVID-19. Oh, sorry, that's a touchy
no,
subject.
No, don't be. That's all good.
Yeah. Drown. That's where we were. You were just explaining maybe, I guess, that I described it as a metaphor because, you know, you're not really drowning, but just talking about why, like, how that adds to the kind of existential themes of the song.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Cool. How's the reception been since last Friday?
Oh, it's been really positive. It's been really nice as well. Like, with the music video, we got a lot of our friends involved.
Yeah.
And that was really nice because we kind of played dress ups and had like a big party, and
yeah,
it was quite fun because a lot of our other friends were like, oh, I wish I was at that party. It looks like fun. Like, the reality was like very cold and drinking like fake alcohol.
Oh,
you know, some cheap alcohol that yeah. we didn't pay for with taxpayers' money. So if the taxpayers union want to come for us, they can't because we used our own money for those goons.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like so self-conscious of that, like it's so weird. But yeah, no, it's been a really pleasant experience. I think a lot of people have really been enjoying it. A lot of like, I'm gonna say Wellington nerds kind of enjoy it because like we filmed at the monastery.
Yeah.
Up in Mount Vic, which was really fun, and so they're like, I've never been in, so it's quite cool to see inside.
Yeah, it's gorgeous because it's like you're literally having a party in a church, and then your frontman is like, wakes up, I'm like hungover in front of an altar and just like wandering through the monastery. I think it's so funny. The first thought I had when watching the video, I was like, this is kind of brat if we were from Wellington.
Yeah.
And just sorry, but like a lot cooler than Charlie. I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know. I like a little bit of like vintage retro, you know, like it's cool. Anyway,
it is
kind of brat, like drinking in a church.
yeah, I like that.
gorgeous music video. Some of it is shot on Super 8, like the day after shots, which is also really gorgeous. And you said that it was really cold. But what parts of the music video are you in? So you're just in like those party scenes?
Yeah, well, because I was directing it, I just sort of did like random cameos where I was like handing people pasta and like telling people to like leave the party. So it's not as like, you know, I don't have like a massive role in it, mainly because I was more focused in making sure people weren't like overdosing on food dye.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was mostly like Sophie like does like an excellent performance in it. She's hilarious and like really, but also looks amazing. That was mostly my role, is like directing the whole shoot and coming up with the vision and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So what were your ideas behind it? Like what inspired that, like shooting in a church and having a party? Like,
yeah, well, we had like a contact with the location and I was like, look, I don't want to do anything that's like, religion is bad, you know, because it's been done in music videos like a million times.
Yeah.
And I thought it would be kind of fun to like do something about, you know, what kind of, you know, those feelings of when you're into party, and it can be a really good party, but you feel a little bit like it's somehow intense, and it might be because of your anxiety, or
yeah,
you might see someone that you weren't expecting to see, and that's like, in a way, kind of feels a little bit like you're drowning, I guess. But then also I was just like, really inspired by, like, you know, 60s sort of Italian movies and Sofia Coppola and stuff, and I just wanted to do something super femme and just make everyone look really fucking beautiful and do something very over the top. Like, there's lots of candles and flowers and fruit, and it's very like romantic, I guess.
Yeah, no, that definitely comes across. I mean, I love the song, and I think the listeners should have a chance to hear it. So this is Drown from the Soft Plastics. Thanks so much for chatting to me this morning, Laura.
Yeah, it's been awesome. I'm so, yeah, it was really great to have a chat about it. Yeah,
cool. Sorry about the technical difficulties.
No, it's all good.
Hey, sorry, thank you so much. I had more questions about, I guess, the songwriting process, but obviously you weren't part of that, so. Yeah, no, I'm really cool. Yeah, no, definitely. And Zoom, I haven't done a Zoom interview before. It was just, she wasn't my friend today. Scary. Anyway, thank you so much for talking to me. I hope you feel better soon.
Don't leave it up to me.
Of course, you too.
Drown.